Welcome back to the one and only Silly Ass Podcast with your host, Jamal, Prophet Pan Coleman, Prophet P. Coleman, whatever you want to call me. Doesn't really matter at this point in time, as long as I'm being called. A lot going on in the world, a lot going on with me. Stay tuned, we're about to get it popping. So this is what it is, fam. I'm from South Central Los Angeles, for the most part. I grew up, went to the suburbs of Rancho Cucamonga. A lot of white people out there. I've had my episodes of racism, and it happens everywhere. It doesn't matter where you are. You could be in LA in a big city. You could be rural town. Doesn't matter. I'm moving because I found out the cost of living is cheaper. There's better food, air, and water. And people are generally happier with their lives, so they're just nicer in general. You know, a lot of people in LA hate their fucking lives. They hate where they live. They hate their neighbors. They hate their car. They just hate. And so there's just so much turmoil going on in the city. Excuse me while I light my weed. So I'm moving. I want to get away, you know, start over, start fresh. Big comedy scene out there, Bridgetown, Helium Club's out there, Harvey's is out there. A lot of stuff. Seattle, there's a lot of stuff for me to take over. A lot of festivals, Idaho, Montana. There's a lot of stuff for me to do. Now I'm gonna be living in Vancouver, which is about 15 minutes outside of Portland, just across the river into the actual state of Washington. But I was planning on living in Portland, but there was so much riots going on with white-on-white violence, which I'm just eating popcorn and watching. Shit's hilarious. But it's so serious about, like, white people just don't like racist white people. And they're, like, you know, I'm not going to protest. I'm terrified. But they are out there, 4-1. 1,500 people against, you know, 350 or so. And they're like, we don't want your racist asses up in our state no more. And it's like the super PC white people versus the super, I don't even know what to call them. I want to say redneck, but let's just call them conservative. They're just really, really not about sharing this country with anybody else. And they're trying to put these nationalists and white supremacists in positions of power in politics, and it's time for America to take a stand. I mean, the world took a stand in World War II, and now we have the infiltration of Nazis and white supremacists and nationalists and all these people with hate in their heart trying to get positions of power in politics. That's too many P's, but it's just like, you know, it's going to be a challenge, to say the least. But I'm happy that I'm going into like a smaller area. It's only 100,000 people or so, maybe 150,000 people, I want to say, in Vancouver, which is like the smallest place I've ever lived in my life, like by far. I've never lived anywhere with less than like 200,000. So I'm feeling like I won't run into my neighbors that much anyway, but in the event that I do, it's a possibility they could be racist. And it doesn't frighten me, because I've dealt with it before and I'm an old ass man now. But if I do decide to have kids, that's when it gets frightening. I don't know what to think about it. I'll think about it while I listen to some music.
Pretty happy right now. I'm alive, man. I didn't think I was going to make it this far in my life ever. I've been drinking since I was 9. I didn't think I was going to be alive right now. It's amazing to be alive right now. You guys don't get it. When I was like a little kid in South Central, they were like, hey, you're probably going to die of gangs, police, or crack. Good luck. But like, I'm not dead. I'm not in jail. I'm not on crack. It's fucking exciting. Thank you. I'm going to be a little black guy. I can't wait to get my purple suit. I can't wait. I want to get Aaron's boots. I want to get his like his Timberland snakeskin. Was that ostrich skin or some shit? I think I'm gonna get ostrich skin because I want a feather in the hat to match the boots. I just want to sit on the bus stop and be happy about your life all day. What you doing for yourself, boy? Going to school, education, that's right. Look at you, look at you. Is that your girlfriend? You a player. Go ahead. That's all I want to do the rest of my life. I'm going to get there. I don't even have the old black guy voice yet. Have you heard two old black guys speak to each other? Sound like cinder blocks rolling down the street. Just, ah, yeah, yeah. I don't know. I gotta start taking better care of myself if I wanna be an old man. My grandfather turned 79, and I was like, Gramps, how did you make it to 79? He was like, 1 year after 78. So smart. You gotta make some better health choices, right? 200 million Americans have digestive issues. That's only 300 million people in this country. That's 2 out of every 3 people have, like, diarrhea or constipation. Like, just look around. If it's not you farting, it's the people next to you. Trying to get healthier, man. But I got tired of waking up every morning and sounding like an old Korean man. They're like, Gundam style. I got really sick last year. I had to go to the ER. And I didn't know what was wrong. I was throwing up for like 14 hours. I got every single test you could have. CAT scans, EKGs. They just threw all the tests. And they had a big stack of papers. And my doctor came over with his clipboard going through all these papers. And I'm nervous. I was like, just lay it on me, doc. What is it? What is it? He was like, well, it looks like you're suffering from no health insurance. So. You can die from that, guys, so be careful.
So, for the people not familiar, there's a group of people called Antifa who are against the nationalists, the Nazis, if you will, or the haters. And they're going hard. They're out there squabbing, toe-to-toe, throwing fisticuffs. And I am watching from the house. And I'm just like, if I move to downtown Portland, can I call in and be like, hey, I don't know if I can come into work today. There's a riot, a mass riot of white people fighting, and I don't know if I'm going to make it on time, and I'm terrified I might get killed on the way. So, think I could just use a sick day, a PTO. Can I use a PTO day? I need a personal time off today. I wonder if that's even a possibility. Could you call in for racism? Because that's really pulling the racism card. And I try to pull that shit all the time, trust me. My girlfriend's white, and she's always telling me, you're always trying to use your race card. And I was like, it's the only one I have, and I'm going to use it. Okay? It's like a fucking Joker card. Get out of jail free card. Well, it's a get in jail directly. It costs a whole lot of money card as well. Let's not get that fucked up. But I'm trying to get better. I'm trying to be healthier. I've been studying everything to get healthier. Food, nutrition, sleep, meditation, bioelectricity, kundalini, yoga, ancient wisdom, modern wisdom, religion, science. And really boils down to is stop paying attention to everything. Isolate yourself and listen to your mind and your body. And your body is intelligent. It's more intelligent. Your spirit, everything about you is more intelligent than your consciousness. Your consciousness is just a fucking passenger on a ride with your subconscious and your body. your body and your subconscious know way more. And it doesn't matter what's going on around you. If it's a fucking Antifa having a riot down the street, it doesn't matter. Everything's going to be okay. Because all you need is a moment to yourself and you can create the reality you want. This is Silly Ass Podcast. My name is Jamal Coleman. My next scheduled performances will all be in the motherfucking Pacific Northwest in Oregon. See you when I see you, bitches.